All right, taking control of your money. We're back in this mini series on taking control of your money. And in this next session, I want to talk about how it might be possible for you to actually make more money. Now, there's nothing wrong with making money. Okay? Again, money in itself is not evil. Money can be used for good. It can be used for bad. Remember, money is just a symbolic expression of work, things, goods, services, life. Money is used in the church. Money is used to take care of your family. And it could be that your family could use some more money, that you could do better with your family, you could do better in your church, you could do better in God's kingdom if you actually made more money. So I want to talk about positive ways that you can maybe make that happen. All right, so what are some ways to make more money? Step one, work harder. That's easy. Just work harder. Now, of course, you could work harder and it wouldn't make you any more money than you make right now. But generally, if you work harder, either you're working more than one job, that would be one way to work harder. And of course, you'd make more money if you had a second job. But it could be that if you worked harder, that whoever hired you will pay you actually more because you're accomplishing more. Or maybe you're on a commission, so the more sales that you make, the more money you would make. So you can work harder. A lot of times working harder does not translate into more money. People will let you work harder and not compensate you for it. I mean, you know, bosses are not beyond letting you do more work and not getting paid. So I'm going to recommend step two, that you work smarter. Working smarter is doing certain things that either will help you get noticed by your current employer or will help you do things that are more conducive to getting higher pay, and we'll talk about some of these things. Step three is probably the easiest and the quickest and probably the most effective of all. Ask for more money. A lot of times we think that, well, if we just work hard, that people will recognize what we do and that they'll reward us in you know, compensation or in direct correlation to what we do. But that's not always the case. A lot of times people get used to whatever it is that happens. So we work harder, they get used to us working harder. We produce more, they get used to. The boss gets used to us producing more. We take on more responsibility, the boss just gets used to us taking on more responsibility. Generally, the more you do, the more profitable you make yourself towards the company, that there's often a lag between what you're doing and being compensated for it. And so the way to speed things along is just to ask for it. A lot of times we don't get a raise because we simply don't ask. So we'll talk about that as we go on. Well, how do you make more money at your job? Number one, see your work as part of God's good creation. So part of getting more money is actually the attitude that you have towards the work that you do. Genesis 2. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. So that's the first thing that happened. Man becomes a living being. He has the very breath of God in him. But this is the next thing that happens. Now, the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. A lot of times we see our work as just a means of making money. And the money is what we need to take care of our families, to live our lives, to buy the things that we want, and help support people, that, you know, accomplish the things that we want to accomplish. But we don't always see it in terms of our calling. That God actually created this world with a need for a caretaker. God created a world that needed taking care of, and that's our purpose, to take care of the world, to work it, to take care of it. We are stewards. We don't own any of it. We make the mistake of thinking we own the things that we have, or you know, we own our homes and our cars and our clothes. No, God provides those things for us so that we can be better stewards of the earth that He's placed us, and the calling, the work that we are called to in God's kingdom. So if you start seeing what you do as having a greater purpose, then all of a sudden your attitude towards what you do will change. Ecclesiastes 2:4, this is what I observed to be good, that it is appropriate for a person to eat, to drink, and to find satisfaction in their toilsome labor under the sun during the few days days of life God has given them, for this is their lot. It's appropriate for a person to eat and find satisfaction in their toilsome labor. That the more satisfied you are with the work that you do, the better job you will do. People will just be able to see it. They'll experience it from you. And maybe that's not what's going on with the work you're doing right now. And maybe that's why you need to find something else. Maybe either you either need a new attitude or you need a new job. Because so much of our lives are taking up with work. Why not find something that you actually enjoy doing, that you feel committed towards, that you'll enjoy working hard, and then the compensation that you deserve may just follow from that. So, question, if you're doing this with your spouse, or you're doing this in a small group, or with your family, here's one of the questions you can ask. What of your work are you proud of? How do you do it? What do you do? What do you make? The difference it makes in the lives of others. You think about the work that you're currently doing and what's your evaluation of that work. Do you enjoy it? Or what parts do you enjoy? What do you like? Where do you see it making a difference in God's kingdom? Okay, so you could ask for a raise. You could get a better attitude about your work. You could work hard, okay? Proverbs 13, verse 4, a sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. There's actually something fun about working hard. I remember we had these planners, school planners, that we were doing as a family. My son was doing it, and we had a company in Canada that was doing them in Canada, and they wanted them personalized, and you had to take the cover off. They were three-ring binder, and you had to spin the three rings out, and then we had to insert little inserts that different schools wanted in their planner. So you had to take them all apart, put the new ones in, and then you had to recoil that thing, and we had thousands to do. And I remember taking my four boys and my wife, and we took all this stuff to Canada, and we got near Toronto at about 7 in the morning, and we worked till about 2:30 in the afternoon the next day, all through the night. We worked as a family doing thousands of these things, and it was one of the most fun experiences that I've ever had with my family. We all had a common goal. We all worked hard because the longer we take, the longer we have to stay. We shared in the profits. It actually was fun. It was fun to work hard at something. It was a limited thing. I mean, that helps too. You know, it was a limited goal. We could see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we had to work hard together. We were in this together, and it was actually fun. It was satisfying. Proverbs 14:23, all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads to only poverty. Working hard does work. Proverbs 6:10-11, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. On a scale of 1 to 10, so here's some discussion questions. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being working hard, how hard do you work at work on average? If you had to evaluate your own working, how hard do you actually work? Why do you work at whatever level number you put down for this question? So if you said, hey, you know, I'm really only about a 3 at work, why is that? Or if you say that you're a 9, I mean, you work hard most of the time, well, what is it that drives you? With the work that you currently do, what is it that drives you to work as hard or as not hard as you do? Number 3, how to make more money. Number 3, find out the reason why God might want you to make more money. Okay, making more money is not necessarily good or bad. In some ways, why should you make more money? What are you doing with the money you currently make? How are you taking responsibility for the things that God has already given you? And why should God give you more? Maybe one of the reasons why you haven't made it, you know, you haven't made it to where you're making, you know, a lot of money like some people you may know, is because God is waiting you to take responsibility for what you have right now. And if you're not taking responsibility, if you're not doing a good job with what you have, why should God give you more? Second Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. The reason God has you doing anything ultimately is because he wants to accomplish great things in his kingdom. And work is part of that. And the money that you make is part of that. So what good work does all your work contribute towards? If God were to bless you with more money, how would that money enable you to do good work? If you can't answer that, then why should God bless you with more money? Number 4, be patient. Keep at it, never give up. Okay? It's so easy to be impatient with our situation, especially when it comes to work, especially when it comes to money and you know, buying things and debt. We have a vision of what we want, and then it seems like we're always a long ways from it. And when we look at other people, we tend to see other people through rose-colored glasses. In other words, we see people's lives, and often what we see is better than what really is. We think everyone else really enjoys their work. We think everyone else has enough money to live on and that we're the only ones struggling. Everyone feels this way. Everyone struggles. Everyone is, you know, not sure, you know, am I doing the right work? Am I dedicated? Are the gifts that God has given me, does this fit with what I'm doing? Am I getting paid what I'm worth? Or am I being taken advantage of? We all struggle with these things. But we keep at it. Okay, Proverbs 13:11. Dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little, okay, little by little. These are the two most one of the two most freeing words in the English language. Grow your wealth little by little. I meet so many people that want to make money quick and easy. They're always looking at quick, rich schemes. You know, if I do this, I can get, I can make a lot of money. And a lot of salespeople present things that way. If you do this, then you could be making this kind of money. And you know, but most of life is little by little. You want to parent good children? Parenting happens little by little. You don't just all of a sudden do all the right things in 1 week and now all of a sudden you've got great kids. No. Parenting is a long haul thing. Getting in shape is little by little. Eating right and staying healthy is little by little. A relationship with God, you know, talking, listening repeatedly, prayer, Bible reading, all of these things are little by little by little. It's a lifestyle rather than, you know, all of a sudden trying to, you know, do one thing to make up for not doing those things. So be patient, keep at it, never give up. You always are chasing after the big score and are you always chasing after the big score or are you patiently working towards a better future in terms of your job and money? So that's a question that you can share with your family. Number five, when the opportunity arises, take on responsibility. Be the first to volunteer for a new project. And don't be afraid to try something new, even if you're likely to fail. So, I mean, if I'm running a company, and you know, I have all these employees, and then I'm looking for someone who has initiative. I'm looking for someone who has sort of the I can attitude rather than I can't. Or I'm willing to try even though I'm not sure I can do these things. I would rather have someone boldly try and fail than sit back and be safe. Why should I give someone a raise who's just doing their job? They were doing their job before, now they're still doing their job and I'm supposed to give you a raise? The only way I can give you a raise is if whatever it is that you do for the company actually makes the company money. I can't pay you out of thin air. I have to pay you out of the profits that the company makes. And if the things that you do don't make profit, how in the world am I going to give you a raise? So volunteer for those things that might lead to some profit. Volunteer. Take on responsibility. Generally, you will be rewarded for trying, not always succeeding. Proverbs 12:24, diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor. So here's the question you can share. Are you always playing it safe at work, or do you step up and lead? When was the last time you stepped up to lead? Where do you see your next opportunity to step up coming? Okay? Right now, as you face a new week of work, what are some things, practical things that you can do to show your company, show your boss that you are a player, that you want to do something, that you want to take on responsibility, that you might be worth investing in? Because that's what a company is doing. When a company pays somebody, they are investing in that person and that person's future. Number six, give honor and respect to your bosses and leaders. Okay, this is a hard one. A lot of times what we do is we complain about our bosses and our leaders and in the church, our pastors. They're the ones leading. They're the ones who maybe don't understand all the difficulties that the common average worker is engaging in. They don't always see things properly. They don't always recognize who does what and who should get the credit. And so it's easy to get, it's easy to disrespect your leaders. Number one, because leaders are not perfect. Leaders make mistakes all the time. And sometimes we, the employees, will suffer because our leaders make mistakes. Well, you know what? We all make mistakes. Our families suffer because we make mistakes. Our marriages suffer because we make mistakes in our marriage. So we all do this, okay? You can still give honor and respect to people that are leading you, even though they're not perfect. Romans 13, verse 1. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. There's a certain honor that you give people just because of their position. They may not even be the best leader that you've ever had. You still honor their position. Right now, they are your leader. Find something that you can honor them for. This is easy to do when your boss is a great boss, but how do you make the most of it when your boss is not a great leader? Okay, so that's the difficulty. If you have a great boss, yeah, that's easy to do, but a lot of times we have less than perfect leaders. How can you find the good thing in your leader and capitalize on that? Number 7. Be and believe that you are worth more money than you're currently being paid. If you don't think you're worth more money, then why should anyone else think that you're worth more money? So you have to believe yourself. Well, how do you do that? Well, check around. Check around with people that are doing similar things that you are doing. Maybe you're being grossly underpaid for the position that you're doing. And everyone has just sort of gotten used to it. A lot of times, we disqualify ourselves from a raise. We think about ourselves and we go, I'm not worth any more money than I'm getting right now. So you need to think about your, you're a child of God, specially gifted. God has a plan for your life. And right now, you're at a company, you're in a business, and God has you right where He wants you to be. And you're accomplishing His mission and purpose. So how much more important are you than that? You are perhaps worth more money than you're currently being paid. And if you don't feel like you are, then do something about that. 2 Timothy 2:6. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crop. Okay, the only way your company can pay you more is if what you do somehow contributes to the company's bottom line. If you believe that you contribute to the company's bottom line, then figure out exactly how this is true. Then write it all down and present it to your boss with a request for a raise. When was the last time that you asked for a raise? When was the last time that you actually made a plan? Don't just walk into the office and say, I want a raise. Why are you worth a raise? If you don't spend any effort, any time trying to figure out these things and present them to your boss, why in the world should your boss try to figure out how he can give you a raise? If you don't think you're worth putting that time and effort into, why would your boss think that? Number 8, get your motivation to work harder from a bigger picture. A lot of times our work, there's mundane parts about what we do, studying or, making something or selling something. There's driving, there's dead time, there's downtime. Getting up every morning, going to work. Sometimes it's hard to see what the point is. Yeah, and you get paid every other week or whatever it is, and so even the money doesn't come right away after you've done something. So sometimes it's hard to grab hold of what you really do, and how does it contribute to life? Well, we only have one life. We live 60, 70, 80 years on this planet, and we do stuff on this planet. What is it that we're doing? What significance is this stuff? And so much of our life is working somewhere. Maybe you're trying to get into ministry because you're sick of just working somewhere. But even if you're trying to get into ministry or you're not, try to see everything that you do. How does it fit into the big picture? God specifically created a world in which you exist. He could have created a world in which you didn't, but he didn't want that world. He wanted the one that you exist. So why? How do the things that you do in your life contribute to God's purposes? Now, maybe you don't know exactly, but spending time in trying to figure that out is not a waste of time. Get your motivation to work harder from a bigger picture. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Why? It takes the same amount of time to work at something half-heartedly or wholeheartedly. What's the fun of working at something half-heartedly? Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Ultimately, everything we do for God. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Even if you're not getting paid what you think you're worth, ultimately you're getting paid by God. He will reward you. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. In all that you do, we are all called, no matter whatever work you do to make a living, it doesn't matter what it is. You are called to do that. You are called to be God's representative in whatever area that you work. It's an awesome responsibility. I don't care how mundane the work you do is. You are God's representative in that area. And people are going to see God in you, or they're not going to see God in you. Can you imagine if you went to work, whatever work it is you did, and you thought, okay, I am God's representative in this arena. It's motivating. It's exciting. Today is a new day. I wonder what God has in mind for me today. I wonder what God has in mind for the world today through me. You may not have the perfect job or the perfect place to work or the perfect workmates or bosses, but despite a less than perfect situation, how does what you do please and serve the Lord? There's probably no greater question to ask than this. So if you're going through this with your spouse, ask that of each other. If you're as a family, your kids have things to do in your household, ask them. If you're doing it in a small group, go around the circle, make sure everyone answers this question. And maybe people will have to think about it. Or maybe someone will give it an answer and that will help someone else think about their own answer. Get your motivation to work harder from a bigger picture. All right, so I hope this helps. Try some of these things out. Listen write some of these things down. What are you going to do as a result of watching this lecture? Are you just going to keep going? Are you going to keep complaining about your work? Or what are you going to do about it? So ultimately, you can take these mini courses for just your enjoyment or for more information. But ultimately, what are you going to do with these things? So I'm pushing you, I'm trying to motivate you to actually, from this lecture today, I want you to go out and do something. Okay, we'll see you again next time.